Well, the government has started negotiations with these militiamen. As you know, this is an interim government, a consensus-building government, a national unity kind of government until the elections, which are due on the 19th of June. So they're very keen not to have any more blood spilling after the traumatic 2011 that Libya went through in trying to overthrow and successfully overthrowing the Gaddafi regime. Tens of thousands of Libyans died and blood let all over the country. And the government is really keen not to have Libyan revolutionary fighters, freedom fighters, who gained that revolution and that freedom, but at a great cost and at a great expense, not to be fighting one another, not to be spilling each other's blood. So intensive negotiations have been going on all day. The elders have been called, a committee of elders, tribal leaders, if you like, have been brought together, and they're in deep discussion trying to come to a peaceful resolution.
How soon do Libyans expect this standoff to be resolved?
Well, of course, this was the Tripoli International Airport, which is about 23 kilometers due south of Tripoli town center. Of course, Tripoli has the option of having two airports. We have the city center Maytiga Airport, better known to most Americans, of course, as the ex-Wheeless Air Base. And that is, of course, in town center on the coast. So I think the talk is of redirecting flights to that smaller, less well-maintained and less of a lower standard airport. The government has now just announced major plans to redevelop it and bring it up to international standard. So Tripoli and Libya has an option, too, of course, of using the secondary airport. How long the negotiations will take? Well, that's the magic question. I mean, everybody hopes that Tripoli International Airport will be open sooner rather than later. You know, we've got international flights have resumed now over the last few months, you know, including British Airways and Alitalia. And it would be a shame, of course, if it's kept closed for any period of time.
Some are expressing concern that if this so-called freedom fighters will hold the whole nation to ransom, other groups that feel aggrieved could do similar thing and cause chaos in the country. What is your take on that?
That is a fair enough point, and that's why the government has pointed out once, twice, and three times or more that, you know, we're now in a democracy. It's a new democracy. You have the right to dissent. You have the right to abstain. If you don't like what policies are, you can object. But there are rules to the game. Democracy is not chaos. It's not a free-for-all. Holding, you know, Prime Minister's office to ransom. There was an armed attack, if you remember, a few weeks ago, the Prime Minister's office. And now the airport, this is not the way. The spokesman, and I've attended these conferences, press conferences myself, the official Prime Minister's press conferences. We have to learn the new culture of democracy. You can demonstrate with placards. You can write letters. You can tell your representatives, you can go on TV, you can go on radio, but not armed protest. That is really not a civilized way. And we want to move away from the Gaddafi regime, from military rule, from the use of force and coercion. The only people who should have access to use of force and coercion are the legitimate government bodies, the sovereign bodies. That's the government, the NTC. So we hope really Libya, with elections coming up on the 19th of June, will start to use the election and the new Congress, the temporary Congress, as the means of expressing dissent and opposition to certain policies.
Now, Sami, has there been a concerted effort to really educate Libyans about a new democratic dispensation that they are entering into since at that time former President Gaddafi or deceased President Gaddafi ruled the country for all these years? So you might have remnants of those attitudes still in play.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head there. You know, 40-odd years of Gaddafiism, of centralized military family rule. It is very difficult now for people overnight to learn the habit, to learn the culture of democracy. Democracy takes decades, takes centuries. Look at the United States. It's had, you know, centuries to perfect democracy. And I was talking to an American friend the other day. He said, we still haven't perfected it. We still don't get it right. We still make mistakes. We still have Congress sometimes not being able to move forward. Look at Britain, the mother of all parliaments. Again, you know, it's a difficult habit to perfect. It takes time. It takes years. The authorities have been trying, but if you ask me honestly, I'll say there hasn't been enough time. You know, by the time the authorities are trying to, you know, deal with militias, get the state back on its feet, and try to educate the people in democracy, it's been too much, really. The demands on the authorities have been too much, poor guys, and they have struggled, really. It's going to take time. You know, these first elections are not going to be perfect, we've said it, but it's going to be a first step. We have to do them. We have to get through this mental barrier. We have to have our first elections. They're not going to be perfect. We will make mistakes.
Do you think the government or the interim government can prevent such future occurrences of any aggrieved persons or group of people taking or holding the entire country to ransom?
Well, the first thing, now we have to be honest and give a balanced reflection of this. Most what we're calling as militia or freedom fighters have enrolled and enlisted to the official Libyan National Army, the LNA, or to the Libyan police, or to the, you know, internals, you know, your FBI or your equivalent of the CIA. So most of them have. There's still some groups who have chosen not to for one reason or another and have decided to stay, you know, independent and loose cannons, if you like. You know, it's going to take a while to stamp all these out. But time is against them. Every day, the army, the national official army, gets bigger. And, you know, the state army, the state police is becoming a unified, strong, and retrained. And they're gathering the know-how. So it's going to take time. But I don't think you're going to put all these guys, you know, off in one day. We're going to continue to have these incidents. And especially people who don't like the elections and maybe remnants of the old regime will take this opportunity from today to the 19th, which is the planned election date, to try and do something as a distraction. So it's not going to be perfect.